I'm going to turn the conversation over to my firm care manager and brother, just in the spirit of full disclosure. That's why Robert and I can sit close to each other, is he's in the circle of trust. I don't know if I am, but I know he's in my circle of trust.
Anyway.
So we're going to talk about medical necessity.
Really, when we're looking at medical necessity for smart plus waiver, in the books, it is the exact same medical necessity as a skilled nursing. So, you know, licensed care by a skilled professional every day, declared competency, you can't take their meds, you know, usual things like that. But really what I've seen in practice is when I, you know, are going out and meeting with clients, meeting with the people from the managed care organizations, is that it's a little bit lower than what a skilled nursing facility has to deal with. So skilled facilities, you know, they come in, they get surveyed by the state to have people coming in doing inspections and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Really, when you're looking at Star Plus, you don't have a lot of that. So we find that the medical necessity is actually lower. Now, if you are looking to get your client from home to a skilled nursing facility on Star Plus waiver, you would need to make sure that they do meet that the medical necessity for the skilled facility. Really, what we want to make sure is, and we ask, is can this person take their own meds? Do they know what they're taking? How much they're supposed to take? What is it, treat? All these things are things that I dig into when I actually go out to visit with the clients. And really, that's the main thing I do before the managed care organization comes out, is I do a site visit. I go and I get their medical history, their medications, their doctors, all this good information before the managed care organization sends their representative out. So that way I can help move this process along. It's a higher degree. So not just, you know, needing help with, you know, cooking, cleaning, ADLs, things like that. We really want to make sure that they do need that care. And the main way we do that right now is by seeing if they can self-medicate or not. That's the best way we can do it. There are other ways to diagnoses that are on the list that we look for. But that's our main one that we see right now for medical necessity.
And the other thing I just want to point out about medical necessity is the client may not accurately describe the care needs that they're providing. So, Rob, will you talk a little bit about a day in the life that we use to help establish medical necessity?
And actually, we'll talk more about this later on, but really what we do with a day in the life is we have the caretakers, the main caretaker, kind of write down that step by step. I always talk about, in seventh grade, I wrote a how-to paper about how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I got so detailed about walking into the kitchen, opening up that drawer, and really helps to break it down to that level for the caregivers so that way they figure out everything they do. Because once we do something over and over again, we don't really think of how much we do to help our loved ones. And that really stops and makes them think of everything they do and how much help they need, and really be able to describe, you know, what the actual care is that the loved one has to receive.
So, Rob, what is an ideal client description for someone who would meet the medical necessity test and also benefit from Star Plus waiver?
I would say someone who doesn't need 24-hour care, who is safe at home, of course, is one of the main things we look at, has a cognitive impairment, documented cognitive impairment, you can't take their meds, but, you know, really is still safe at the house and does not need to be in a facility setting or a residential setting, that they can still live in the community. And, you know, there's a lot of people that fall into that, because there's that gray area, you know, between assisted living and skilled nursing. And really that's where Star Plus does a great job, is kind of making your assisted living at your house that can last a little bit longer before you actually have to transition your loved one to a skilled nursing facility.
And then you've had some really good success with clients living in an independent facility using Star Plus waiver. And can you talk about how you're really able to prevent institutionalization?
So if we're looking at, say, someone who has a special needs, maybe they're not our classic client that is, you know, an elderly person, maybe it's someone with special needs and they're living on their own. They need some help, you know, packing their meds, making sure that they're getting, they're going to their doctor's appointments or doing the shopping right or staying clean. Star Plus waiver is a great way to get that person to stay in the community and not have to go to a personal care home or a residential facility, or even sometimes a skilled nursing if that's the only choice they have left. So we really use that in a lot of different ways, not just with the senior population, but also the special needs population.
Yeah, I like that we're able to use an independent living facility that may have meals provided, maybe a home health care on site, plus Star Plus waiver can sometimes equal what I would call assisted living plus.
Yeah, because, you know, really when you're in assisted living, you have, you know, one person or two people on the floor with 15, 20 residents. But when you have Star Plus waiver in the home, you have your caretaker in the home for 30 to 50 hours, and that's one-on-one time. That's not, you know, hey, I got to run down and check on Mrs. Smith. This is, they're right there with you every day. And it's also cheaper. So with assist, with independent living, you know, you're looking at prices between, you know, $1,400 to $2,000 a month, maybe a little bit more sometimes. And other assisted living, regular assisted living, you know, sometimes $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month. So it's a good cost-effective way to get the care for our clients.
And so one of the things we do at our office is, I think if you're over the age of 50, I'm going to put you on the Star Plus Waiver interest list. And our mom has been on the Star Plus Waiver interest list for years.